You're listening to SBS News.
For the past week, teams in Western Australia have been looking for a tiny but important item, a capsule measuring just 8 by 6 millimetres. That's smaller than a coin. And on Wednesday morning, Emergency Services Minister Stephen Dawson says they struck the jackpot.
A missing radioactive capsule was located by emergency services. It was found by a team from the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation and DFES, also supported by the Department of Health. I do want to emphasise this is an extraordinary result.
Darren Clem is Western Australia's Fire and Emergency Services Commissioner. He's described the moment the capsule was located.
The capsule was located just south of Newman on the Great Northern Highway. It was 2 metres from the side of the road. The vehicle that identified it was travelling at 70 kilometres per hour when the specialist detection equipment picked up radiation emitted by the missing capsule. The search team then used portable detection equipment to locate the capsule.
The Commissioner says the capsule spent the night in a sealed container and is now on its way to a health facility in Perth. He says teams are now checking the area where it was found.
Once the capsule has been secured, we will survey the site to ensure there is no contamination in the surrounding area. In the extremely unlikely circumstance that the capsule leaked, we will remediate the area.
The capsule belongs to Australian mining company Rio Tinto. It reportedly was lost on the way between the Goodeye Darri mine in the state's remote Kimberley region and Perth, a distance of some 1,400 kilometres. That's longer than the length of Great Britain. Rio Tinto's Simon Trott says the company is grateful for the assistance of authorities.
Really wanted to get people together, really to express our sincere gratitude to DFES, to the state government, to everybody that has been involved in the successful search for this capsule. When you think about it, a pretty incredible recovery when you think of the distances involved and also the remoteness of the terrain. And I think that really speaks to the tenacity of all of those that were involved in the search.
The mining giant also says it's sorry.
The simple fact is this device should never have been lost. We're sorry that that has occurred, and we're sorry for the concern that that has caused within the Western Australian community. There will be a full investigation into the circumstances that led to the loss of the capsule, and we need to learn from this.
Western Australia's Chief Health Officer Andrew Robertson says a state investigation is also underway into the incident, but the maximum penalty could only be a $1,000 fine. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says that's clearly inadequate.
One, it shouldn't have been lost. That's the first thing. And second, yeah, of course, that figure's ridiculously low, but I suspect that it's ridiculously low because people didn't think that such an item would be lost.
The other financial concern is the cost of the search. Stephen Dawson is yet to confirm if Rio Tinto will be asked to reimburse the state for those expenses, though the company has said it's happy to do so. For now, the minister says everyone is just relieved to have found the capsule.
When you consider the scope of the research area, locating this object was a monumental challenge. The search groups have quite literally found the needle in the haystack.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.